Right then, we are joined here today by Ned Huntington-Whiteley at the Time to Give Essex launch. Very, very happy to have him along. So Ned, obviously we're here with lots of like-minded people wanting to make a difference. So what made you get involved?
Well, actually, I was encouraged to get involved by my local community foundation. They contacted me. They contacted me saying that they had a new program that is intended to promote the work of philanthropists across Essex and act as a fellowship program which links philanthropists with other people across the country to give more effectively.
Christoph, what do you think about the sort of state of communities and the role that philanthropists can have in helping out people who need the help?
I think that it's really important that philanthropists have close links with the communities that have a need. And what's important to recognise is that money thrown at issues isn't necessarily going to resolve those issues. What's important is that people are engaged with their local communities, and I think philanthropists can come from all different areas of society, and people can give an awful lot more than money.
Obviously, we're very fortunate in Essex, of course, to have lots of community-minded people who have the interests of the community at heart. How do you expect this to be taken up by the great and good of Essex?
Well, I think, obviously, you sound like you're from Essex, so having someone like you promoting it on local radio stations is going to be key to getting it into all of the houses in this wonderful county. I think that it's really important that we're able to tell a story, and we're able to tell a story about what's happening in our county, what's happening in areas of the county that people don't see and don't normally engage with. And I think if people understand more about what is happening in Essex, then we'll be far more likely to have a community that's more engaged with each other.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time, and I look forward to seeing it come to fruition.
That's okay.
Not starting again.